Last weekend, I spoke to the parish, as all of us priests did throughout the diocese, about the Into the Deep initiative of Madison. It's Madison's strategic plan to move our parishes from maintenance to mission. If you missed last week, I would suggest that you take home last week's bulletin, because it's got some important bullet points for you to know. I put last week's bulletin on the gift table right by the baptismal font. This weekend and next weekend again, all of us as priests in the diocese are asked to shelve our homily and instead just continue to talk about this significant and this bold solution. Especially, we need to do if we are going to not stop simply managing our decline, but rather build healthier and holier reality for the generation of Catholics, of our families and faithful to come. So we go back to the whys. Why are we doing this? Why are we embarking on this journey? First of all, because we know that our resources, whether we're talking about limited number of clergy or human resources, financial resources, structural resources, throughout our diocese and our parish, they're no longer well aligned for the sake of the essential mission of our church. And the essential mission of our church, we must never forget, is to be bringing the gospel of Jesus Christ into this world, to families and to communities. There's been a steep decline in the number of people celebrating sacraments and or regularly attending masses on Sunday. That's a sign to us of a spiritual crisis, of a more secular society. COVID may have pushed it, accelerated it, but it's really been a decline that's been in place for some time now, which really makes it more and more difficult for families with all the increased challenges and pressures from society to really live their lives as a domestic church, as a family that represents the community of faith in this world, as Christian disciples. There are many, many underserved communities in our diocese, such as the Hispanic community, that have this rich heritage and tradition of faith that could certainly renew our institutions. And unlike here, but in many places, we have underutilized or aging facilities that are not up to date and they're not conducive to the needs of today. There's financial models in most parishes and schools and the diocese are just not sustainable, which makes it then difficult to find qualified and lay faithful people to work within those parishes. And also with the existing structure we have, it makes it very difficult for a bishop to assign us as priests according to our gifts and talents. It's generally kind of assumed as a general rule that only about 60% of the priests in the diocese really should be pastors, just because they don't have the experience or the particular gifts that calls us into being pastors. Now, given all of this, it's obviously that something has to change, that our current working model needs to change. But what we have to remember along the way also is that God has not abandoned us. We are convinced with deep faith that God has a plan and that he is inviting us in this particular moment of history of our diocese and history of the church to reimagine what a parish can and needs to be. So with his grace, we're developing a new model of parish ministry, of parish model, organized and operated in a whole different way. So what does that look like? Over the next couple of weeks, you'll see this in very stark and particular numbers in very concrete form, but let me just give you an idea. We are planning to realign diocesan and parish and school resources for that essential mission for the sake of making disciples. In hard numbers, here's what it sounds like, folks. So we have now 102 parishes in the Diocese of Madison. Next July, there will be 30 parishes in the Diocese of Madison. Now, that doesn't mean that 70 churches are closing, but what it means is that we are reorganizing those churches into parishes under the head of one pastor. We want to offer more formal formation opportunities. We have a great school here, and we've got a great faith formation program for our kids, but what we need to do more and more is the faith formation for us as adults. The most of us as adults need to continue to learn and be formed in our faith so that we can truly become disciples. We've got to reclaim the Sabbath. The Sabbath is ours, and the Eucharist must be the center of our parish life. If it's not, then we start to lose who we are and what we're called to be. The goal of the diocese is that there will never be a church less than 50% filled for any weekend mass, so that our liturgies might be life-giving and lively. We have addressed the maintenance needs of our churches here in Portage and in Briggsville, but there are many places that have not. We need to financially stabilize our parishes and our schools, and parishes need to find qualified and retain highly the good, faithful staff. One of the things that we see in the diocese, and you may or may not have experienced it yourself, but there are some who wish to be a part of the traditional Latin Mass, and the diocese will make that opportunity available, but also not force anyone who does not wish to celebrate Mass that way with that particular style of Mass. We have to create schedules and assignments and responsibilities that allow our priests to live till retirement age. We've done that here, I hope, by making sure that no priest has to celebrate more than 3 weekend Masses. So how do we plan to get there? First of all, we get on our knees and we pray. Each and every one of us has to pray for this movement of our heart and our mind and our souls of our parishes, and we follow the Holy Spirit, keeping with the church's traditions, but letting go of models and other attachments from continuing to do God's will. We can't rely on ourselves apart from God, so the most important thing we do, each and every one of us, is to pray. We're not going to violate any church teaching, no canon law, no civil laws, but we also can't ignore the hard facts, the data that has been placed before us. We can't change the structure without changing the culture. So Into the Deep is about changing the structure of parish life. Go Make Disciples is about changing parish culture. And that means recommitting ourselves, each and every one of us, to be faithful followers of Jesus Christ with all of our heart, with all of our priorities of our lives. Over the next couple weeks, you will all have the opportunity to provide feedback on this new model. We embark on this bold journey with gratitude for the past, but also with a realistic eye for our present and with great hope and sincere hope for our future. But above all, what we're about here is to keep our eyes and our hearts fixed on that kingdom of heaven that yet awaits us, our true homeland and the source of our eternal life. St. Paul wrote to his companion in that letter to Timothy that we heard today, "The Lord stood by me and gave me strength, so that through me the proclamation might be completed and all might hear it." Would that not be each and every one of our mission statements in our personal life? The Lord stood by me and gave me strength, so that through me the proclamation might be complete and all might hear it. May God guide us, may He bless us, may He strengthen us, and may He help all in the Diocese of Madison to follow Him as disciples into the deep.